Station 16, Bread and Wine. Bible text. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you. After Mark 14, verses 22 to 24. On Holy Thursday, just before his passion and crucifixion, Jesus celebrated the feast of the Passover with his disciples. With this traditional festival, the Jews commemorate the liberation of their Israelite forefathers from Egyptian slavery. On the night of their release, they smeared the blood of a slaughtered lamb on the doorposts of their houses, so that the angel of death, who was sent by God to kill all of the Egyptians' firstborn sons, would know to spare them. Thus the bringer of death passed over, in Hebrew, Pesach, the dwellings of the Hebrew slaves. The Bible describes in detail the food that is to be eaten at the feast of the Passover, Exodus 12, verses 3 to 28, so that the following generation can visualize and literally ingest what happened in the past. On Holy Thursday, Jesus singles out two of the items from the feast of the Passover. He makes bread and wine the symbols of his death on the cross. He himself is to become the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. John 1, verse 29. Just as the Jews were delivered out of the hands of Egypt through the blood of the Passover lamb, the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross saves those who believe in him from eternal death. The breaking of bread and pouring of wine are symbols of his presence. In our church service, he invites us to share Holy Communion and experience a sense of union with him and with each other. The bread stands for everyday life, the wine for the feast. Christ wants to be present at both of these. By receiving the sacraments, we may dare to hope that at the end of days there will be a place for us at the wedding table in the celestial hall of joy. It's remarkable how many of Beutelsbach's wine growers attend Sunday service. Are they perhaps particularly receptive for the salvation that comes from the fruit of the vine? Matthew 26, verse 29.